Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this second Sunday in January of the new year, 2023. Thank you all for joining here in church and also online. Vicky is online. Martha is online. Thank you all for joining online as well. And God has given us another day to live in this world. And also he has given us the opportunity to come together and worship here and also online. God's gift is immeasurable, and let us be thankful for that. Today is also the church celebrates the baptism of the Lord Sunday as we jump from Christmas to Epiphany, and then straight away the church calendar jumps from direct to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is more important that we take it. The baptism of the Lord is when Jesus Christ received the baptism from John the Baptist. As we acknowledge our baptism, this is a day to acknowledge our baptism and remind ourselves about the baptism that we had one time. Maybe as an infant or an adult, we may not remember, but at least we were told at some point that we had baptism. So this is Sunday that the whole church around the world take the opportunity to remember the baptism that we have, and to be reminded of the grace of God that was reflected through that baptism in our lives. And it's a means of grace. And like I have reminded before, there are only two sacraments that Lord Jesus Christ has asked us to do. And one is the baptism. Go to all the worlds and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And also do this in remembrance of me, the Lord's Supper that we commemorate. All the others are rituals and traditions. So that is up to the church. You know, individual church can do whatever they want. But these two are common grounds, regardless of Catholic, Protestant, any denomination. As a Christian, these two are foundational. So we remind ourselves to thank God for the baptism that God gave us through his Jesus Christ, the Son. And also a reflection of water. I have a picture of water here. And after the sermon today, we will all come and dip our finger and say a prayer of thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the baptism. And we are grateful for that. So I will have that prayer at that time. So that will give us a reminder of our baptism. A lot of times we don't take, Methodist churches and other Episcopal churches don't give a lot of importance to the baptism like the Baptists do. But importance of baptism is very, very significant in our church. So this is the Sunday that we celebrate and remind ourselves of that. The announcements are listed on the second page in the bulletin. If you want to go over that quickly, I don't want to go over line by line. All the regular announcements are listed there. Those of you who are online, you can have the bulletin. If you look at the website, click on the order of service that are uploaded there. You can click on there and also have the bulletin right in front of you on your computer. Hopefully the art class will be on January 21st as far as Wayne's schedule fits in. So let us see how that goes at 10 o'clock on Saturday, the 21st at 10 a.m. The third Thursday luncheon will be on January 15th at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral, if you are able to make it.
I think that's the
18th. The Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the 18th. Okay, sorry. Yeah, 15th is a Sunday, right? It's the 19th, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
It's 19th. Yep, it's 19th. So please make that correction. It's at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Please join for a time of lunch and fellowship. The attendance and collections are listed there, listed not anymore, as God has been faithful to us. So I took that out. So please be in prayer for our church as we step into the new year. Thank you for all your service, time, and money that you have donated. this new year, we are looking forward to God's grace again on us. If anybody is inspired by the Holy Spirit to give a couple of dollars more, we should be able to put back in our reserve that we spend for the parking lot. Otherwise, we are doing our operational expenditures fine. We cut out a lot of expenses, cleaning and all of that stuff that we do ourselves now. So please think about that and maybe add a couple of dollars every week that would put our reserve back. That's all we have. And we take credit cards also online and debit cards or even bank draft. If you want to do that, it's online. Go to our website and you can follow the directions online giving. Are there any other announcements? Yes, Harry.
In two more days, we'll have been married 48 years.
Oh, wedding anniversary. Okay. 48 years. Oh, wow. Congratulations, Harry and Jan. And God has been faithful, and we'll continue to pray for you. We'll have a special prayer at the end of the month anyway, but we will pray for you during the prayer time today. Are there any other announcements? If not, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 57, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. We will sing verses 1-4. If you are able, please stand.
To sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms of fears, that bids the sorrow cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of cancer sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me.
Please be seated. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name, to worship you and honor you and adore you. We thank you for the blessing of the gift of salvation that you gave us through your Son, Jesus Christ. As we gather here today, we remember our baptism that we have taken one time. And we are thankful for the baptism that you have given us through your Son, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that through baptism, we are initiated into the church as the body of church, and help us to be faithful in following our vows and our covenant to love you with all our hearts and all our souls and all our mind, and also to love our neighbor as ourselves. Help us, Lord, to spread that love, that your care and compassion to others wherever we live. Thank you for this time that you have given us together in your name and worship you, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven. We thank you for your gift that you gave us through the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can be powerful witnesses for you wherever you place us in our lives, Lord. Bless us with your presence today. Touch each and every one of us with your presence and your blessing as we go from this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us greet each other in Christian love at this time.
You made it. Did you see all the beads I collected? It was all the gold.
Miss Lou, how are you?
I'm okay.
Do you think you need to go before she?
I don't know.
You know. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We got it covered. We keep it going. You won't fall over while you go.
Thank you. We'll do the responsive reading now. It is Psalm 29. It is on page 761 on your hymnal. If you can turn that with us, Miss Lou will be leading that. 761, Psalm 29, verses 1 through 11. Please stand if you are able.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunder, the Lord upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
Cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord make Lebanon to skip like a calf and Sharon like a young wild oak.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord made the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare.
And in his temple all cry glory.
The Lord set a throne up over the floods. The Lord set a throne as ruler forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people.
May the Lord bless his people with peace. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
It's our prayer time now as a church family. We gather together to share also as a time of prayer, to share our prayers of blessings, where we thank God for the blessings that we have received. And also we share our burdens and concerns together as a church family and lift them up to the throne of grace of God and trusting in God's promise that he will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So let us share our prayers of blessings as well as burdens at this time. The regular prayer items are at the back of the bulletin in the boxes at the bottom. Let us continue to pray for these people and these items that are listed there. Some of the call outs from that list we wanted to bring. Continue to pray for Martha as she's continuing her chemo. Martha, do you have an update?
Yes, unfortunately the cancer is still here and I am going to start a new treatment program starting tomorrow.
Okay, so
I'm praying for peace with all that and minimal side effects.
Okay, you'll continue to pray for that. And the flu and all the symptoms are gone now, right?
Yeah, it was not the flu, but it was a sinus infection and a terrible cough. And I understand a lot of people are getting this.
Yes, yeah, I hear that. Okay, we'll continue to keep in our prayers.
Thank you.
Pray for the Hughes family and the Picken family. Hughes' sister passed away, and pray for the family and also the Picken family with the death of another family member. Please keep them in our prayers. Please pray for Carol. She was not able to make it today. She had a hard time last night. So please pray for her recovery, strength in her body and her leg. And also pray for Wayne as he cares for her. Bless them as a family, that God's comforting presence will be with them. Continue to pray for Guillermo. Thank you, Guillermo, for coming to church with us. And we'll continue to pray for you, and God's peace will be with you. And Liliana, hang in there. God will strengthen you. Pray for Harry as we remember and celebrate the 48th anniversary of marriage. We also pray for his health. He needs a lot of prayer at this time, as he has different problems that are affecting his body and his mind. He continues to have the issue of falling. So far, he has not broken anything, and keep it like that, Harry. And please pray for him and Jan as well. She cares for him. Continue to pray for my mom. She is not doing well at all. I'm calling her every day. My brother, she lives with my brother. Her memory is going to fade and has faded down continuously for the last 2 weeks. And it's going downhill. So please pray for her and my brother and his wife. Very dedicated and faithfully taking care of her. It's a blessing. Pray for George Varghese. The good news is that he started feeding through the mouth, but only liquid food, which is still a good progress. And the other thing is that my understanding is correct. He was able to go to his work and spend a few hours, a couple of days last week, which is a good thing.
Praise God.
Yeah, so that is really a great, great news. So please continue to pray for him so that they can take the tube out, even though he's not using the tube. They wanted to keep it there just in case if he can't eat, they can feed it through the mouth. So I don't know how long he'll have to keep that, but he's in good shape. They're so glad for all the prayers that we shared. And he knows that we have been praying for them. And they came here to attend church once or twice years ago. When one of the Rachel Mans singing we had here, they were here also. So please pray for them and thank God for the recovery that he made and the progress that he made. Please pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks and delivery people, and all those who serve us in different ways, our farmers, our many, many others who work on the streets. Thankful for their services. Even though we don't see a lot of things happening around us, behind us, there's a lot of people who work. And because of them only that we can get actually food on our table. So please remember those people and be thankful for their services, and also pray for their family as well. And also pray for our nation, the leaders of the nation, our president, the Congress leaders, and the governors of the state and many others who make decisions that affect our lives, that God will give them the grace to fear God above all and to do the right thing for the people. So let us lift them up in our prayers, that God will give them the grace and the wisdom to make the right decisions. Also pray for our healthcare workers, and many of you probably have heard that there's another wave of COVID that has started. Some of the southern counties of Georgia are now full with all their hospitals. That was the latest news I heard this morning. There are three counties that are on red alert. So they probably have to come to Atlanta for if they need to be admitted. So it's all COVID. So please pray that God will stop another wave and take all the responsible things that we are supposed to do and stay away from those COVID as much as you can. So please pray that God will keep our country safe. Are there any other prayer requests or call outs? Those are the only items that I wanted to call out. And if you don't have any other call outs, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God with our prayers, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he will hear us, we know that we have what we asked for from him. Loving God, we come before you, trusting in your promise as your children, that you will answer our prayers according to your time and your grace. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world with all the joys and the blessings that you shower upon us, Lord. Thank you above all for the gift of eternal life that you have given to us through your son, Jesus Christ. And on this Sunday, as we remember our baptisms and remind ourselves of the great work that you have done on the cross of Calvary, and also the baptism that you took on behalf of us, that we are part of the eternal life that you have given through Jesus Christ. And help us, Lord, to understand that you have given us more than anything that we could ever deserve through your son. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. At the same time, many of us are broken in many different ways, Lord. Many of us need a healing in our bodies as we are broken in our bodies. And many of us need healing in our souls and in our spirits. We come before you because you are our creator. And you can make us whole, Lord. Even the youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We thank you for that scripture promise that you have given us, Lord. When we are lonely, you are our only friend. And when we go through sorrows of life and loss, you give us comforting peace with your presence, Lord. And you are the source of true healing. And you are the one, the great physician who can heal us, Lord. We lift up all those who need your healing touch at this time, particularly. We remember all of those we have named here with pray for Martha. She's starting back another set of chemo next week. We pray for your continued grace and mercy upon her, Lord. Touch her with your healing hand as we pray together, Lord. Strengthen her body and healer, Lord. And we know that when we unite in faith and lift up our sick ones, and you will heal our dear sick ones. And that is the promise. And we trust in that promise that you have given us, Lord. Strengthen her in her spirit. Be with her and comfort her with your presence during this time, and also Rich as a family. Bless them with your presence and peace. We pray for those who are grieving and the death of their dear ones, especially the Hughes family and the Picken family. Bless them with your presence, Lord, and comfort them with your peace. We pray for Carol, as she could not make it today, Lord. We pray for your touching hand, a healing hand to touch her, Lord. Strengthen her leg and her hip, that she can be restored to normal. She can walk normally, Lord, and strengthen her body. And pray for Wayne as well, Lord. Bless them as a family. Bless them with your grace and peace every day. We pray for Guillermo and Liliana. Thank you for bringing them today to worship with us today in church. Strengthen them as a family. Especially we pray for your healing hand to touch Guillermo. Touch him and strengthen him, Lord, and enable him to understand that God is with him during this time, and give him the peace that he needs. And above all, we pray for your grace and peace that passeth all understanding to rule his hearts, especially Liliana also, as she cares for him. We pray for all those caregivers. We pray for my brother and family who caring for my mother. Bless them also. We pray for Wayne. We pray for all of those who care for their dear ones. And Jan, we pray that you'll give them the patience and the grace to know that God is with them, to strengthen them in various ways as they go through the struggling times, Lord. We pray for my mom at this time. We pray that you will give her the peace at this time as she's struggling with the various illnesses affecting her body and her mind. Yeah, we thank you for your presence with her during this time. We also pray for George Varghese. Thank you for the progress of the healing that we heard this past week. Continue to be with him and his wife. Bless them as a family, Lord. Strengthen his body, and that he can do a powerful witness for you in the days to come, enable them to be witnesses for you wherever they are, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses like that, especially we are facing with another threat of COVID looming around us, Lord. We know that you are in control, and we pray that your gracious hand will control this situation, that our country will not be affected, Lord. For the safety of all those who are working in the healthcare fields, the doctors and the nurses and technicians, and all those who are overwhelmed, especially in the South Georgia, we pray for your grace upon them, Lord, and strengthen them and give them the resources that they need at this time. We pray for our nation. We pray for our president, Congress, leaders, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. We pray that you'll give them the fear of God in their hearts and give them the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to do the right thing at the right times, Lord. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are working behind the scenes to serve us every day. We thank you for their services and bless them with your grace. We pray for their safety and their family safety during this time. We pray that you be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven and saints in heaven, Lord. Glorify your name in our midst as we meditate on the baptism of the Lord today. And as we remember our own baptism, help us to be grateful and thankful for the baptism that you have given us, and also the baptism that you took ultimately on the cross of Calvary. Bless us with your grace and presence. Lift up your name in our midst and bless your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Thank you. Let us pray. Scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of our life and all the blessings that come with us. You are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious Lord, we understand that you call us to be faithful stewards of abundance and the caretakers of all of those all of the things that you have entrusted with, Lord. We offer ourselves at this time as an offering before you, our lives as such, Lord. May these tithes and offerings and our life bring peace and grace to all the people who in this world, and help us to be faithful witnesses for your love and care and compassion during this time. We thank you for all those who are able to give joyfully, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them with your love, Lord. Bless and help us to be faithful in using this offertory for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. It's on the screen if you can read it, or you can follow the Bible.
And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locust and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of word that you have given us, Lord, the word that is life and spirit. Help us, Lord, to open our hearts and our minds to receive your word. Give us the humility to receive it, and also to the obedience that we need to obey your word in our lives, Lord. We thank you for the living word, Jesus Christ, who came to this world and took upon the body and the flesh, so that we can be, we can experience the eternal life through him, Lord. We thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as we read about the baptism of Jesus Christ, which is the beginning of his ministry, right from the Epiphany and the Christmas celebration, the scriptures jump right into the ministry of Jesus. So you all know that it's a period of time between 12 years and 30 years old of Jesus Christ that we don't have a lot of history of his life with his parents or how he was raised. But the important thing is that the ministry that he started, one of the gospel writers said that he was 30 years old. Luke says that in his gospel, that he was around 30 years old when he started his ministry. And when he started the ministry, he decided to go to John the Baptist, who was a cousin of his, and you all know the story, who actually started coming and preaching at the same time the repentance from sin, to ask people to repent of their sins and receive God's grace in their lives. And he was also baptizing people with water, which was a very unique event or a practice that started with John the Baptist. The Jewish people are not very familiar with that kind of tradition or ritual, but John the Baptist started the baptism. But when he started the baptism, he said that this baptism is not for you to have eternal life. This is for the repentance or remission of your sins. But the eternal life and the gift of salvation comes from God. And then he pointed to Jesus Christ who was coming by, and he said, look at, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And I am not worthy to untie his sandals, that he said. And then Jesus said, I want to be baptized too. So when Jesus came there and asked John the Baptist that he wanted to get baptized too, John was a little puzzled because he's the Son of God, and he said he is the Lamb of God who came to give our salvation. Why does he need baptism, which is the remission of the sin? He's the sinless Lamb of God. He's the Son of God with no sins, and he doesn't need forgiveness of sins. But John was baptizing, which is a symbol of forgiveness of sins. So why would Jesus want to be baptized? And John said, no, 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 I should not be baptizing you. So Jesus said, please do it, for it is the fulfillment of the scripture. And then John accepted that task of baptizing Jesus. Remember, Jesus did not baptize anyone in his ministry. So that's also something that we have to keep in mind. So baptism is a sign of the means of grace that God has given us eternal life, the remission of our sins. So those who want eternal life can go to God and repent of their sins and ask God to lead us in a new way of life and accept that life in our life. Everyone who comes to God is a new creation. So once we accept that, we are all baptized into the body of Christ. It's an initiation to join the body of Christ as saved people after remission of our sins. So Jesus Christ accepted the baptism of John the Baptist, not for the remission of his sins, because he never sinned and he is sinless, but to identify with us as human beings so that we can also follow him, because he identified with us by coming to this world and taking up the body and living as a human being. And he also accepted and identified with us by taking up the death that we all have to take. God does not have to do all of those things, but he did all of that to identify himself with us, to be one among us. So baptism is also that means of grace that God, through Jesus Christ, identified himself with us so that we know that we can be rest assured of the remission of our sins. So that is why Jesus took baptism, to fulfill the scripture and also to identify with us that we can follow him in the walk of life. And many different churches, even though, like I said, two sacraments are foundational to all churches, regardless of what denomination you are, the baptism and the Holy Communion. All the other things are traditional and rituals that we can change around. But baptism and Holy Communion, every church, every Christian church take it, continue to practice it, because these are the two commands from the Lord, Jesus Christ by himself. You know, you go and baptize people. And then he said to do this in remembrance of me by taking the Last Supper. So we take the Lord's table as a remembrance of that also. Baptism through water is very important, because the water is something that connect us together as the body of Christ. Water is very powerful. Many of us have read about that. And one of the things that I read about water is the water is one of the most powerful elements on the face of the planet. 70% of the earth is covered by water, and it is one of the most important natural resources that we have. Believe it or not, our body weight is made up of probably about 60 to 70% of water. That is why doctors and others ask us to drink a lot of water. We don't want to be without water in our bodies. You end up collapsing, right? Without water, you can't live. So that means if you are like a 120 pounds, or if you have a 200 pound person, about 60% is about 120 pounds of your body is water. if you have a 200-pound person. So think about that, how much water is important. And it is very important in our life itself, important in industry, it's important in fishing and recreation and irrigation and many, many things that I don't have to tell you. But the flow of water over the ground of an extended period of time can, you know, will result in a river bed, and possibly on a significant enough time can make a valley. So water is very powerful. Mm-hmm. If it is uncontrolled, it can really cause havoc in our situations. So the power of water is very, very high, very important when we think about the water of baptism. It is the baptism, when Jesus took that baptism in the Jordan River, we see that and we heard, we read that in the scriptures, and as we heard today, that the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, in the form of a dove. That's what we read in the scriptures. So the water baptism, no matter what kind of mode or method you take, some people follow immersion baptism, some people follow sprinkling, some people just have a mark on there. It doesn't matter, it's a symbol. So our church does not really have a particular law or anything. As long as you accept and receive the water baptism in whatever ways, we accept all baptisms. You know, it has not to be United Methodist Church. It can be a Catholic baptism or a Baptist. It doesn't matter. As long as you acknowledge your baptism and you know that you received it, or you were told by your parents or somebody that you had baptism, we accept it. And we don't question that. It is not a means to eternal life. That is the whole point. The eternal life comes from God's grace only, once we repent of our sins. But it is an identification, a symbol that we acknowledge that we receive that eternal life, and we repent of our sins, and we are part of the body of Christ. That is the important of the water baptism is. So baptism is not only the repentance and remission of our sins, it's a symbol for a calling that God gives us to a higher standard of living. So before you were initiated into the water baptism, you were part of worldly life. But once you accept and receive the baptism, we are submitting and surrendering our life in the hands of God and telling God, or submitting to God, that we will have another standard of life that Jesus Christ has shown us. So we all have a calling. We are called to be the of service to our dear, our brothers and sisters, and be a blessing to this world. That is what we are to do. As God's children, when we accept the call to service, the heavens will open up, just like it did open up in the time of baptism of Christ. And the world will hear God's voice as we acknowledge God's love to others. So once we recognize and identify with the baptism of Jesus Christ as he identified with ours, we are called to a higher standard as children of God to live in this world as God's messengers. And that is what our job is as people of God, to be God's messengers in this world. So when the heavens opened and declared that this is the Son of God, in the gospel, in one of the gospels, it says that he said to Jesus, "You are my son, and in whom I am well pleased." And in another gospel, we read that this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. So whatever way they heard it, I think some people say that it is because God was announcing himself to Jesus Christ and also announcing to the people at the same time that acknowledge him. He is the Son of God who came to take away the sin of the world, just like John told you. And during this time of baptism, I am anointing him with the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit came and rested on him like in the form of a dove. So this type of ritual or sacrament that we take part here today, I wanted to take some time after the sermon to remind ourselves of our own baptism and reflect on our lives and be thankful for the baptism that God has provided through his son, Jesus Christ. Again, wanted to remind you that baptism will not save you. It is not some secret ritual or have any magical properties in this water. It is just water. It doesn't have any magical properties to cleanse anybody. But it is up to us to be cleansed ourselves, to give into the hands of God and dedicate our lives to live a clean life. And that's how the cleansing happens, not because of the water. Because if it is the water, we will be cleansed every day if we take a shower, right? Yeah. It is not like that. It's not going to wash our sins. So the water is a symbol only, because it's a powerful symbol. God forgave our sins by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and raised him to eternal life. And through that resurrection, we are partakers of the resurrection with Christ. And we are proclaiming that Jesus has died and been raised to life, and that we are dead to sin and follow a newness of life in this world. So as Christians, we have a responsibility to show that newness of life in our lives as the world looks at us. The Catechism of the Old Church calls it a visible and outward sign of an invisible grace, which is an inward grace. It is important to remember that the Holy Spirit does this work in us. It is not something that we do. So many people consider this as an act of man, but we consider, or we believe as a church, this is an act of God. The baptism is an act of God. We may have taken it as an infant and we didn't have any knowledge of it. Even then, it is an act of God. Just like our parents take care of us during our infant times and we don't remember any of those things, we are reminded ourselves that our dear ones took us to baptism as parents to dedicate us into the hands of God. So it is a visible sign of an invisible and inward grace, and which tells us and the world, by accepting and receiving the baptism, that we belong to God for now and forever. And God has claimed us as his own through this baptism. Through the baptism, we are buried with Christ and rose to life with him. We repent of our sins, renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, and reject all the evil powers of this world. Like we read in Romans chapter 6, Paul says that we are buried together with him by baptism into death. That as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of God, so we also may walk in the newness of life. That is what baptism also reminds us. Remember the promises that we made at our baptism, or our parents made when they baptized, they took us to baptism. The promises that were made on our behalf, and also the congregation witnessed it at some place in our baptism. And so renew these promises to be faithful, to love God, and love our neighbor, and to seek righteousness and peace with all while we live our life in this world. And also, there is only one baptism. As I told you before, we don't rebaptize people. And also, once you are baptized, you are baptized forever. Nobody can de-baptize you. So think, keep in that mind also. Be strong in our conviction of our baptism. If we know that we have been baptized, and we have been told our parents that you have been baptized, and there was a congregation who witnessed it, you don't have to be baptized again. There's only one baptism. There's only one Father. There's only one Son. And there is only one baptism and one Holy Spirit. That's what we believe. And so we don't have to be rebaptized by joining another church or anything. So Jesus received baptism, Jordan, through John the Baptist, for the repentance, not for the repentance of sin, but to identify himself with us. We baptize children also. Many times we get confused with that. You know, you don't have to. In the history of the church, there have been so many records of where families together have been baptized, even from the early church days. So that included children as well. And also the baptism is compared to the passing of the children of Israel through the crossing the Red Sea. When they passed through that Red Sea, if it was a symbol, and as we read in the scripture that it's a symbol, then it was all ages of people who passed through the Red Sea. So as parents and older adults, we have a responsibility to take our children as early as possible through baptism, to initiate them into the church of God and to receive that power from God's Spirit by initiating them through the baptism. Because the Bible also teaches that children are a gift from God, and we believe that the children are a gift from the Lord and they are a reward from him. So they need to teach our children what we believe and why we believe it. We do not dedicate children also in our churches because we are dedicating something to God becomes an act of man. That's why we don't dedicate children. The children are not ours. It is God's gift to us. Always remember that. My life, my children's life are not ours. You can say all you want that my children are mine, but they are not yours because God has given them as a gift to you. That's why we don't dedicate them. We only baptize them. And baptism is an act of God, while dedication is an act of man. We are dedicating something and we don't want to dedicate our children. That's what we believe. So God's gift is everything that we have, our life, our children, everything that God has given us is a gift from God. So we baptize children and we baptize adults. As long as you're baptized one time, we don't rebaptize you. And we accept everybody's acknowledgement of baptism as individuals. If you say that you're baptized, we acknowledge it, we accept it. So as we take part in the reminder, the reflection of baptism today, I have a pitcher of water here. We all come and just touch and your hands in that water, that and then remember that baptism, and I will give you the prayer after that. So turn with me to page 35 in the hymnal. Let us affirm our baptismal covenant during this time. If you follow the middle of the page 35, let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scripture of the Old and the New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As I will have the pitcher of water here, please come forward and then reflect on your baptism and be thankful. So you come up and touch your fingers in here. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you've given us to come and gather in your name. As we remember our baptism, help us, Lord, to be grateful and thankful for the gift of eternal life that you gave us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church by water and the Spirit. All this is your gift, offered to us without price. Help us, Lord, to be faithful witnesses by the remembrance of the waters of baptism that unites us as one body. We give honor and glory to you only, to your Father who gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us and the Holy Spirit to fill us with your presence and power now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is hymn number 252, When Jesus Came to Jordan. If you are able, please stand. 252. When Jesus came to Jordan to be baptized by John, he did not come for pardon, but as the sinless one. He came to share repentance with all who mourn their sins, to speak the vital sentence, with good news will begin. He came to share temptation, our utmost woe and loss, for us and our salvation, to die upon the cross. So when the doubt descended on him, the Son of Man, the hidden years had ended, the age of grace began. Come, Holy Spirit, aid us to keep the vows we made. This very day invade us and every bondage break. Come, give our life's directions, the gift we covet most, to share the resurrection that leads to Pentecost. People of God, go in the knowledge that God has initiated us through the waters of baptism as part of his body, so that we can have eternal life with him, even after the life in this world. Go in the knowledge that he is there guiding us, giving us the gift of peace and comfort that we need every day. Go in the knowledge that he is there with you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.